Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Today is the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby. And as you may know, I spent more than a decade covering the sport internationally. I came on the Chris and Amy show yesterday to talk about the race.
They're into the stretch. Lady Mutata, my wife knows everything. Center of the track, the wife doesn't know. Into the final furlong, my wife knows everything. The wife doesn't know. They're 1-2. Of course they are. My wife knows everything in front. To the outside, the wife doesn't know. My wife knows everything. The wife doesn't know. My wife knows everything. More than the wife doesn't know. Miss Tallahassee was third.
Is that real?
That's real?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it happened.
When was that?
I think about 10 years ago. That's Larry Colmus, the guy who calls the Kentucky Derby on NBC. And that was a race that he called at Monmouth Park, and those were the names of the two horses, and they were 1-2 in the race.
That's so amazing. Did the horse owners know each other? Did they plan that?
No, I don't think so.
Are you serious?
No, I don't think so.
My wife doesn't know. My wife knows everything. That's so great.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Okay, quick nugget. When Ronj said, follow me as a Muse song, mm-hmm. I went through a list of Muse songs and I picked two or three horse names that were Muse songs to see if that would tip you off.
Oh, what was the other one?
Will of the People.
Will of the People.
That's
Isn't
not
that
bad.
A great horse
that's,
name?
That's not bad.
Yeah.
So anything could be a horse name.
Yeah.
That's what it's.
Well, not just, anything.
I mean, you throw.
They have rules about it.
So like
but
nothing
people
vulgar.
Get things through.
Yeah.
They get innuendos through things like that.
What if you named your horse? Anything can be a horse name.
It's got to be 18 letters or less.
Oh.
So there's rules about that.
I did not know that.
That's why they smush them together?
That's why they smush them together.
I had no idea.
I didn't know it.
There were, so in my head, I thought of Spangled Banner, okay? And apparently there was a horse called Star Spangled Banner, all one word.
Mm-hmm.
At one point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a European horse, Star Spangled Banner.
Are you joking?
No.
It really
serious.
Was?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Hmm. Yeah. Good one, too.
So, what else did I have? The Doctor.
That's a great one.
My thought was, all right, let's go with a James Bond movie.
Yeah.
And so I put No Time to Die. And I thought, there's no way that's a horse. It's a horse.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Anyway.
Okay, are we going to spend all our time talking about fake horse names?
No, Scott.
We're all horses.
Talk about the Derby.
Let's talk about the Derby. There are 20 horses in the Derby, as always. Well, sometimes knocked down to 19 if we get a defection. We can always have a last-minute defection. Hopefully not. But the favorite for this year's Derby is Fierceness. He is coming out of the Florida Derby. He won. He has the best speed figure of any of these horses. So on paper, he looks like a very difficult horse to beat. He'll probably be like 2-1.
Is that because they for a certain length, like at the NFL Combine when they have the 40-yard...
Mm-hmm. Dash.
Yeah, 40-yard dash.
They call it that? Yeah. Anyway, is it like that? The horse clocks a certain number on a
Well, it's not just against the clock. There's a lot of different factors that go into the number of that's the speed figure. But the Derby is a chaotic event, and this horse has run a bad race, then a good race, then a bad race, then a good race, and now he's on his bad race. So I am playing against him, even though on paper he could easily win this thing by length. But yeah. I am going to play against him because the Derby gets chaotic. You know, you get dirt kicked in your face. He hasn't really had a race where he's been challenged. So I am going to toss him out. And if he wins, then I probably won't win anything. Sierra Leone is the second choice, and he is a closer. So Fierceness is going to be up in the front of the pack. The early on will be at the back of the pack. That's how he runs. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing for people to know who don't follow racing, is to know what your horse likes to do. So if they open the gates and you are on Sierra Leone and he drops to the back of the pack, you're like, oh no, how is he going to win? Well, that's what he does. He comes from behind. Mm-hmm. It's a herd. Some like to run from the back. Some like in the middle.
That's what Secretariat did, right? Wasn't he sort of in the back and then worked his way up front?
Yes.
Yeah.
But he could do whatever he wanted.
Yeah. Because he had a giant heart.
He did double the size of a normal heart.
That's right. 2.5 times the size.
So, again, that's something to keep in mind.
Yep.
I mean, you know, it's the Derby. Pick on the name, based on the name. If there's a name you like, go for it. I like to pick long shots at the Derby because it's more fun than choosing the favorites. So this year I have two. I have two horses that I like, and they're going to be my keys, and they're going to be my big bets. Just a Touch is 10-1. I really like the fact that he hasn't run that much, and he has a lot of room for improvement. He looks to me just like Mage was last year when I picked him to win the Derby at 15-1. And my other horse is Resilience, who is 20-1, could be 30-1. I love his trainer. I also think he's improving. And so those are going to be my key horses. And there are two Japanese horses in the race, T.O. Password, who I'm throwing out completely, and Forever Young, who I do think has a chance. I do think in some point a Japanese horse is going to win the race because they're getting very good. I thought it was last year. It wasn't, and I this horse does not like dirt kicked in his face, so I'm not going to bet him either.
Okay.
Are there horses that do like that?
Well, some can handle it better than others.
When you say a Japanese horse, owner, trainer actually lived there.
Yes, in this case, but bred in Japan is the is the main thing.
Okay. Is it a Japanese like trainer horse racing?
Yes, and he came over for two Breeders' Cup races and he won both of them, which is very unusual. So I don't want to say I'm tossing him because he's too good to toss. He's won all of his five races.
When do they, if the horse is coming from Japan, when does it get here?
Usually 2, 3, 4 weeks ahead of time, depending on how they do it. Yeah.
A boat?
On a plane.
They do plane with a horse?
Yeah, like they have these huge cargo planes. Yeah, they have stalls inside the plane.
That is fascinating.
I mean, but I know thoroughbreds are so picky, you know, and so they're finely tuned machines. Can't a trip like that either not harm the horse physically so much as just stress it out?
Possibly. Some of them like to travel, other ones don't.
How does a horse like to travel?
I got a friend like that, always planning trips.
The reason you know they like to travel is because they get off the plane and then they go win the race.
Okay. That's interesting.
If they get off the plane and they finish last, then they probably maybe didn't like traveling.
No European horses?
No, not this year.
But sometimes?
Yes, but very rarely, and they don't do well, and neither do the Japanese horses to this point. But I'm telling you, it could be this Saturday.
Wow.
Forever Young is that horse that could do it. But I can't play for him because the Japanese have not done it. They haven't even come close, and he doesn't like dirt kicked in his face.
None of us do, man.
But that means he's going to go to the outside, and he's going to take the longest way around the track. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
If he loses, the jockey's going to be like, he hates traveling, and he hates dirt in his face.
That's right.
That's like
the wrong.
Kind of like me. Scott Jagow. Also, you still do have three good things in Roaming St. Louis Sunday.
I do. I went to the High Low Literary Cafe.
Love it.
Fantastic.
You've been there?
I have.
Yeah, it's cool. Cool spot.
Three good things, Roaming St. Louis, Sunday morning on KMOX. Scott Jagow.
You got it.
Enjoy the weekend, man.
And enjoy the Derby.
It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.